A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy Lugauer.
Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Yeah, dudes, dogs, and damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Mom, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
Nixon 5. Just wanted to get that out of the gate first. All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. Phone number to call, as always, 888-808-1019. Best win of the year, best series win of the year, as things are starting to look more up and up for the Mets. A 10-5 start to May, a 5-1 homestand. Let's do a little history lesson, shall we? I'll be Tommy the history buff in the overnight tonight. After April ended, and there's no way to sugarcoat it, there's no way to put lipstick on a pig, April did not go the Mets' way. And as soon as the month ended, I went on this radio station, I went on social media, and I said, April was a bad month. But it doesn't mean that May is going to be a bad month. It doesn't mean that June is going to be a bad month. It doesn't mean the season is over. 5 months left to go. That's a long way. That's a long time in baseball. And I know nobody wanted to hear it. And I know nobody was buying what I was selling. Even if they really wanted to down in their gut, it was like, all right, positive Tommy, sit a play out. Let's just wallow in the misery of this Mets start. Off of last year, off of the offseason, a bad start. Nobody wanted to hear any type of positivity at the end of April. But you know what? Much like when you're a kid and you don't want to eat your broccoli, you know, you just want to have chocolate and you want to have pizza. You want to eat some hot fries. You want to stay up all night playing video games. You want to have sleepover with all your friends. You don't want to eat your broccoli. You don't want to eat your vegetables. Well, in many ways, positive Tommy is like your vegetables. You know, it's sometimes you don't want to eat it. More often than not, you don't. But it's good for you. And if you stick to the plan, and if you eat your vegetables, at some point, it's going to be advantageous for you. If you just eat your vegetables, because baseball is a beautiful sport, and one of the beauties of it is that you never know what's coming around the bend. Even though you have a bad month, doesn't mean you're going to have a bad season. Bad teams have great stretches, but good teams have bad stretches. It is truly a long and winding road. And really, until you get to about Memorial Day weekend, and I always use that as a checkpoint when it came to this season, and in particular, the job security of Mendoza. I said, let's get to Memorial Day weekend, which we are now approaching rapidly, only a few days away from Memorial Day weekend. I said, when we get to Memorial Day weekend, let's evaluate where this team is at. How are they playing? Where are they at in the standings? And if you look at the last, 15 games, they are 10-5, and they have one of the best records in baseball in that span. And what you love about this team right now, and of course it's led by Benj, it's led by Ewing, the young, some would call them minor leaguers, that have been brought up here. Bench, obviously, to start the year, Ewing last week. What you love from this team right now, two things. Number one, the come-from-behind victories. That's always the mark of a team that is starting to feel good about themselves. A team that is playing good baseball. And it's something, and we'll get to it in a second, that they were lacking for a very long time and weren't able to fight back in games and ultimately get over the hump, which is what it's all about. And being able to execute late in a game when you are trailing. And that's something that this team has done in their recent play. They followed up a good road trip with an even better homestand, sweeping the Tigers and then taking two or three from the Yankees. So number one, you love the fact that they're having all these come-from-behind victories. Number two, when you consider the way this season has gone so far, and you consider the way April went, and you consider the long losing streak, and you consider all the injuries that this team has had to deal with, including Juan Soto. Now, it was only a couple of weeks, but you lost your best player, a guy that never misses any time. You lost him for a little bit of stretch, and the wheels fell off. Think about how Lindor, how long he's been out, and how long he might be out for. Polanco, Robert Jr., on and on and on and on. And then on Friday night, you just get the unfortunate, horrible news that Clay Holmes broke his leg. Clay Holmes, who has been the ace of this staff, who has been a bright spot, a feather in the cap for David Stearns, a pitcher that was a reliever, a successful reliever at times. David Stearns had the foresight to say, you know what? It's time for you to change your career and become a starter. And it was, in many ways, by many people, panned. Said, hey, there's no way Holmes will be successful as a starter. There's no way his arm will be able to be stretched out. He'll run out of gas. It's not going to work. He'll be a four-inning pitcher at best. Clay Holmes proved his doubters wrong in year one with the Mets and was on his way to an all-star season, bare minimum, with the numbers he was putting up early in the year. He was the Mets' ace. To have that injury on Friday night, coupled with the fact, and listen, when you run into Cam Schlittler, we're talking about one of the best pitchers in baseball. And I said it before the season started with him. I said he's going to get Cy Young votes. Well, guess what? He is the favorite to win the Cy Young right now. So being mowed down by him, there's no shame in that. That happens to the best of teams. I don't care how red hot you are, you're going to have troubles with a guy of that caliber. And the future is very, very, very bright for Cam Schlittler. But off of that, and you lose and get the bad, unfortunate news about Holmes, another injury blow to this team. When things were finally starting to percolate, when things were finally starting to heat up, and the vibes were good, swept the Tigers, had a good road trip, got off to the right foot in May, leaving April in the rearview mirror, your ace goes down and goes down in a bad way to a broken leg. And how does this team respond? In the best way possible. Two wins in a row against the Yankees in what is a hostile environment, even at home. And love or hate the Subway Series, the intensity, the pageantry, the passion, everything about it this weekend, and the weather certainly helped. It was gorgeous. It really shined a great light on the Subway Series. And it just shows you, even after all these years, the Subway Series still has a ton of juice. It still means a ton in this town to both fan bases. And look at where it culminated on Sunday.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget.
head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW, let us surprise you.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
The Mets, Bichette drops a fly ball. By the way, the Mets had two instances where we had Luis Castillo vibes, and in both instances, the Mets won both games. Think about that. Benj on Saturday, Bichette on Sunday. Now, Benj, look, either took his eye off the ball. I don't know what happened, but it happened a couple times this week. Oh, well, he's been the hottest hitter in the lineup. He's the leadoff hitter. He's going to figure out how to catch a fly ball. And he's also had a million amazing catches. A million of them already. So that offsets a couple of brain farts. As far as Bichette, that was Taylor's ball. You know, he's backpedaling, and obviously Taylor made up for it later on. Bichette's backing up. That's Taylor's ball. Taylor's got to call him off. He didn't do that. Bichette's going to get all the grief for it because of the start that Bo Bichette has been off to. And by the way, I would not drop Bo Bichette in the order. I wouldn't. I think he's way too good of a hitter. He will find it. He's not going the route of Carlos Baerga. He's going the route of guys like Beltran and guys like Piazza. They figured it out. It's taking longer than I expected, but eventually Bo Bichette is, unless there's some type of thing going on that we're unaware of, at some point here, Bo Bichette is just too good and has too long of a resume of being one of the best all-around hitters in baseball. He has too long of a resume to not turn this around. But because he's going badly right now, because he is getting paid a lot of money, free agent signing, he's going to get a lot of grief from fans. But that ball, he should have been called off. Doesn't excuse the start he's off to, but in that instance, I'm not going to put a lot of blame on him. He did get a base hit, by the way, in the ninth inning, Bichette did, and hopefully that gets him going. But the Yankees are cruising in this game on Sunday. Peralta, the Mets are walking the ballpark. It's getting late early. 3-run lead going into the ninth inning after Manaea walked Volpe in to make it 6-3. The Bichette pop-up that scored runs like we just documented. And here the Mets are at in a familiar position. 0-91, which is one of those records. And I try to, in my brain, come up with a comp. Because when we think about streaks in this town, of course we think of the Jets not going to the playoffs since 2011. And I wondered out loud if this is better or worse, or just, it to me is just, when you are 0-91, when you're trailing going into the ninth inning, and this is the first time since 2024 in the wild card series. We all remember this game, right? Does Pete Alonso and Devin Williams ring a bell? And by the way, Devin Williams on the mound for this, sort of a little symmetry there, I would say. But in no instance, and I understand the Mets struggled last year, especially down the stretch, and they struggled with big hits, and they struggled in games they were trailing, and they just couldn't push through, and the season was collapsing. But to think that, and this does not necessarily, you hear 0-91, you think, well, every lead was one run or two runs. Some of them were 7, 8, 9, and obviously you're not going to, in all likelihood, come back in those games. But never once, even though they were going through their own problems, the Mets were, never once did they face a reliever that, I don't know, was wild, walked the ballpark, shortstop drops a pop-up, somebody hangs a pitch. Like, some of that is just crazy to me. Not saying it's all bad luck. Obviously, it's not. But some of that, if they went 1-91 last year or 1-whatever it was when the season ended, they would have made the playoffs. It's just one of those stretches that can't be explained. Really can't. But thankfully, that streak is over because someone finally did hang a pitch. David Bednar served one up on a silver platter to Tyrone Taylor, a glue guy, by the way. When I think of glue guys, I think of Tyrone Taylor because he truly is loved and beloved in that clubhouse. He's a guy that no matter what you ask him to do, he's going to do it. And he's not the most talented player ever, but he's just a glue guy. He's just a guy you want around. And if you are looking to be a winning team, he is the type of player that winning teams have. So I'm happy if it was going to be anybody, it was him. I mean, certainly Soto would have been amazing as well, but Taylor for sure, and Bichette as well, and Benj and Ewing. But really, Taylor, because he is a glue guy. Certainly for the players in that clubhouse who all have a pep in their step, who all now have a smile on their face, and can all now look in the mirror and say, no longer 0-91, it's 1-91 in the last 92 when trailing going into the ninth inning. And we've talked about this a lot here on After Hours. The Mets need a spark. They need a spark. And that can come in a win. That can come in a firing. That can come in maybe even a brawl. Something. It could be a 5-game winning streak. Could be a walk-off win. You won't know until you see it. But once it happens, it just has that feeling of this is the turnaround. This is the spark. This is what this team has been waiting for. And on this stage, the Subway Series, in terms of regular season, non-divisional, this is as big as it gets. And anybody that says otherwise is fooling themselves. This is box office, must-see TV, the tri-state area. Whether you're a diehard, whether you're a casual, you are locked in on these games. The stadiums are packed. The streets are abuzz. Social media is abuzz. Everybody is just anticipating every little move that is made. And everything is magnified because it's the Subway Series. Because even after all these decades, it still means something. It still matters. And it's one of those regular season games that is heightened. One of those ones where you circle on the calendar this weekend. And you say, whoever comes out of it victorious, they're going to feel a certain way about themselves. And the one that doesn't, they're going to feel a certain way. And when you look at the way the Mets are playing right now, and we'll get into the Yankees part of it coming up in a little bit. But this was a series that meant more to the Mets in terms of they are trying, and I know the Yankees are scuffling, but the Mets are trying to turn their season around. They're trying to bounce back from a very bad April. And they're not going to make it up overnight. It's about chipping away, chipping away, chipping away, winning series, and then ultimately, as you continue to chip away, here comes that 5, 6, 7, 8 game winning streak. And all of a sudden, the team is over 500. Everything tastes better. Everything smells better. Everything looks better. And the season has a whole different vibe to it. But in order to keep you on pace to get to that winning streak, you got to keep chipping away. And when you consider what went down Friday night, both on the field and as far as the injury to Holmes, for this team to respond the way they did, I think that shows a lot of guts. I think that shows a lot of intestinal fortitude to not only recover from Friday, but also to recover from a drop fly ball from Benj. And you can't say enough about Luke Weaver in that spot against his former team, which he's going to be pumped up for, but they're going to be pumped up for too. To come in, bases loaded, and salvage that inning and allow no more. Look, the Yankees got a leadoff double. You expect them to score anyway. So it really nullified the Benj drop because all they got was a run anyway. And Weaver saved the game. He probably saved the series because if you lose that game, who knows what the Mets psyche is going to be going into Sunday. So he saved the game, he saved the series, and he kept the train moving. Devin Williams was brilliant all weekend long. Soto had a great series. Ewing has been a spark plug. Bench has basically been their best player, not named Juan Soto. Because Soto, to me, is always the you know what I mean? Bench is the hottest player, that's for sure. Batting well over 350 in the last 20-plus days. And he won it with the walk-off. I think they didn't give him a hit, which is nonsense, but whatever. Walk-off, whatever. I'm not going to call it a walk-off fielder's indifference or choice or whatever it is. It was a walk-off hit. Three hits the other night, and Benj has just been incredible. Incredible. And between him and Ewing, they have been the spark as of late. And baseball will throw you things on a daily basis. Injuries, cold streaks. It's not smooth sailing, even for a team that wins 100 games in a season. There are going to be pitfalls. But how you respond to that, that's what matters. And this team, after suffering a major injury loss on Friday, to add to a lot of injuries that they've had this year, and not exactly receiving some good news on any of those players either recently, for them to recover the way they did and show fight like they did, especially on Sunday, because Saturday was more about the Weaver. That was an individual fight. And then on Sunday, backs against the wall, down three, two outs, after Soto grounds out or grounds into a fielder's choice, Vientos strikes out. For Taylor, look, the pitch was there on a silver platter, but he could have easily hit that way foul. He could have pulled it into way, I guess, depending on which way you're looking at it, left or right of the foul pole. But a foul ball is what I'm saying. From his vantage point, left. But he didn't. This one stayed fair. This one stayed fair. And all you need is one. That's it. All you need is one. And there are times where everything could be going wrong. And then there could be those times where the stars begin to align. There's still a very long way to go. They're not out of the woods. There's still a lot of climbing. There's still a lot of digging. There's still a lot of work to be done for this team. And there's nothing you could do about an injury to Holmes. There's nothing you could do about the players that are hurt. All Mendoza, and in some ways Stearns, if he's going to call players up or make trades, all they could do is march forward. And the way this team looks like right now, with the come-from-behind victories, with the pep in their step, with the vibes at an all-time high this season, and a lot more smiles and a lot more giddiness amongst the players, this is the time to ride the momentum. This is the time to ride the wave and to continue to chip away, chip away, chip away. It's a long baseball season. Good. The Mets need the time because April didn't go their way. But May certainly has, as they have been one of the best teams in May. That's a fact because the record says so. Successful road trip, successful homestand. Now you go back on the road and you keep that same energy. And you ride the hot hand. You keep Benj in the leadoff spot. You want to move Ewing up in the order. I'm cool with that. I don't want to mess with Bichette. I just think he'll find it. This is a professional hitter. This is one of the best hitters all around in baseball. The numbers that he has in his career with runners in scoring position are staggeringly great. He has not forgotten how to play baseball. And Bichette, much like this team, all it takes is one. Maybe that ninth inning single, maybe that was his one. Especially after the pop-up, which I would say was not his fault. He should have been called off. You didn't pay Bichette all this money. He doesn't have all that talent to bat him 7th, 8th, or 9th. You're not doing that. You're not doing that. It's a new team. It's a new league for him. I know it's Memorial Day, basically, at this point. It's a couple months in, and people are frustrated with him. And I understand the frustration. But this is not an aging player. This is somebody who, I guess, is pressing. I mean, what else could you say is going on here? But with the team starting to win, especially from behind, when they're trailing, that will begin to alleviate some of the pressure from Bichette. And maybe if the ninth inning wasn't his moment, maybe he'll get a moment like Taylor did. And that will get him going. And all of a sudden, he'll start seeing red, and he'll be hitting 400 in a month. That's not overall, but you know what I mean. For the month, he'll hit 400. That's how good he can be. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll get to your calls on the Mets. We will, because there's always two sides of the story here, we'll take a look at the Yankees side of this as well. And after a long wait, the Knicks finally have an opponent. We'll get into that. We'll give you all the start times. We'll give you the schedule. I'll give you my prediction for this Eastern Conference Finals. We'll go through all the storylines, all the matchups, tons and tons and tons of Knicks coverage as they are going to dominate the talk, dominate the city over the next couple weeks. I can't wait. I really can't wait for this. And to have home court advantage for the Eastern Conference Finals to kick off Tuesday night, 8 p.m. at the Mecca. Nothing better than that. Well, I could think of one thing, but we are inching very close to that one because I think the Knicks are going to make a quick work of the Cavs. Little teaser there. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. So if you want to get on the Mets, on the Yankees, we'll sprinkle them in the next segment. Knicks wall-to-wall here, so get in on them as well. The phone number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. It's After Hours. Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.